guys, welcome back to Real Talk with Angela Bless. And of course, I'm your host, Angela Bless. I am so sorry about the late recording. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on preparing for this pre-recorded interview I have tomorrow. We having a bunch of stuff going on with our church. All types of family church members are actually visiting our church from all around the states. So not only that, we got a lot of things going on. Tune into Real Talk with Angela Bless every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. We also have Jive Talk Sports Podcast, and it airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays, guys. We also have our radio station that will be lunch up next month on the 2nd, along with our website. We're still designing, trying to put music on a radio station with the proper, you know, the credentials that the so the songs can get paid, the people or whoever the producer is can get paid for the songs being on the radio station so far. So that is very important, guys. We have a lot of stuff coming up, but I want to jump right into breaking bad habits. I'm just going to give you 5 keys about breaking bad habits, guys. How many of us know we have good habits and we have bad habits? You know, sometimes they're hard to quit than others. We were just talking in church, you know, grace is given, right? God can give you the grace to withstand anything because it's his strength. We can't do anything in our own strength. When we ask God to come into our life and remove things or to take over or give us the peace while we're going through situation, only God can do that. We got to stop doing things on our own strength. So if you know something's bad for you, why can't you just stop? Why can't you stop? Because it's a habit. It's a bad habit. You're so used to it. You've probably been doing it for over 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And so it came normal. You think it's normal to do it. About 7% of smokers said that they would like to quit. Drug, alcohol abusers struggle to give up addictions that hurt their bodies and tear apart families and friendship. And many of us have unhealthy excess weight that we could lose if only we would eat right and exercise more. So why don't we? Why don't we? Have been searching for, so we've been searching for answers, right? They study that happens in our brains and habits from, but I'm going to they're talking about science, but I'm going to talk about biblical standpoint. Sometimes, you know, we inherit that or a generation curse, or, you know, we did something so young, so we don't quit and become a rooted issue. That's basically what it is. Bad habits are rooted issues. We think it's normal. We think it's okay. But listen to me, you got to do some digging to a root and get to the root of the issue in your life, right? Habits play an important role in your health also. Understand the biological of how we develop routines that may be harmful to us and how to break those routines, embrace new ones, could help us change our lifestyle and adapt healthy behaviors. Habits can rise through repetition. They're a normal part of life and are often helpful. We wake up every morning, shower, comb our hair, most of us, not all of us, brush our teeth without being aware of it. You know, that's just a habit we're normal to. We so used to doing it. We can drive along familiar routes on a mental autopilot without really thinking about the directions. When behaviors become automatic, it gives us an advantage because the brain does not have to use conscious thought to perform the activity. This frees up our brains to focus on different things. And that's why people might be running all the time. You're going through issues in life. You're trying to stop this. Habits can also develop when good or enjoyable events trigger the brain's reward centers. This can set up potentially harmful routines such as overreacting, smoking, drug or alcohol abuse, gambling, even compulsive use of computers and social media and so forth. The general thing that you want to do, you want to probably take a step back. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because it's normal to you, it may not be normal to anyone else. Bad habits can cause, like you said, a rip through with family members, especially if you're alcoholing or on drugs, or even you stealing, lying, you know, doing awful things to have your parents worry about you. That's even worse. So moving along, in a sense, this parts of our, you know, they're talking about the brain. So we're gonna give you 5 keys how to break bad habits. Avoiding tempting situation. If you always stop for a donut or you on your way to work, try a different route. Keep fatty food, cigarettes, alcohol, and other tempting items out of your home. And that is true for those that are recovering alcoholics, recovering drug addicts, and so forth. And for those of you who have turned your life over to Christ, why are you going back in the bar when you're a recovered alcoholic? Why are you still hanging around your friends that are still smoking or doing drugs? You're going to fall back in that same routine after a while, because either you're going to draw them or they're going to draw you back and doing stuff. And you don't want to go back, because it's going to be seven times worse than what you started. You broke the barrier, you got healed, you got delivered, and now the enemy is mad and he's bamming on your doors trying to get back into your clean house. And most of you guys are going to let him in because you feel like that's all you know. That's all you know what to do and how to do it. And that's not true. So moving along. Replacing unhealthy behaviors with healthy ones. Some of your friends are not your friends. Some of them people are sending you straight to hell. Some of them people are holding you back. Some of those people are draining you from doing the right things in life. If those people are not telling you when you're wrong, you're wrong. And if they're only congratulating you when you're doing wrong, those are not really your friends. If you're out stealing a car or trying to rob someone and they're agreeing with you, those are not really your friends. Because 9 times out of 10 the cases, if he go down, she go down, you gonna go down right with them. Did I say that? Oh yeah, I said replace healthy behaviors with healthy ones. Try to exercise, favorite hobby, spending with time with family. And that'll be good too. Change up your routine. Change up what you do. Prepare mentally. If you can't avoid a tempting situation, prepare yourself in advance. Think about how you will want to handle it and mentally practice that and plan it. Prepare mentally. You know, sometimes you need to release those toxins in your brain. Breathe in, hold it, and release it. I'm probably blowing my breath in the microphone. You know, walk. You know, write your thoughts out on paper. You know, get from around whatever's causing you. If you're in a toxic environment or atmosphere, you got to get from around there. If you're in the house with someone always speaking negative, I'm always, you know, just saying, I'm always sick. I'm never going to heal. I'm never going to amount to none. It's too late for me. You got to get away from that, because after a while, those spirits are falling somewhere. You're not having your shield of faith up all the time. It's impossible. It's not impossible, but most people do have it up all the time. But for those that don't, you gotta be aware of your surroundings and who you're around and what they're going through also. Don't allow them to pull you into the pit that they're in that you can't get out. You know, God might just leave you there. Enlist support. Ask friends and family and coworkers to support your efforts to change. So if you're having a bad habit, whether it be drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction, whatever, seek professional help. Talk to your apostle, talk to your pastor, talk to your, you know, just talk to someone that can actually help you get through what you need to get through in life and to lead you to a positive path. Reward yourself with small steps. Give yourself a healthy treat when you achieve a small goal or milestone. And just like setting a goal. Anytime you do something, just give yourself a gold star. Hey, gold star for you, gold star for me. And so, you know, just buy yourself a new outfit, you know, except for those that are compulsive shoppers. So that can be addicted to. You can be a compulsive shopper, just buying stuff and not opening. That can lead you to debt also. So if you're in any one of those steps that I can't even think. I'm looking at and talking to Satan. If you're going through any one of those things that I just talked about, definitely get yourself back on track. Definitely look for a situation where you can get yourself healed at. Definitely get yourself around some right people. Get around some accountability people. Not anyone that's going to judge you or talk down to you, but someone that's going to tell you when you're doing wrong. That's different from someone just being jealous or someone's trying to take you off track, but someone that criticized you in the right way and said it at the right time and said with a, you know, some of you guys need hard people. Hey, you know you're wrong. Get in the house now. And I'm just playing. But get around. It's so important to get around the right people that support you. So the support system is so much important. You know, I said, stop leaning on people because they're going through the same thing you're going through. And they're creating a safe space for you to come in to continue on with your sin. Get around some people that's going to hold you accountable for what you do, what you say in life. You know, everyone's not out for you. There are really some people out there that really want to help you, unless you out here showing out your money and showing off your $30,000 chain. You know what you could have did with that $30,000 chain? I had actually had a friend that bought a chain for $30,000. He probably gonna listen to this podcast. If you bought that chain really for 30 grand, you know what we could have done with 30 grand? We could have put together a clean show and pay every artist that came in there, and you would get your money back for every ticket that whoever comes in there. You know what we could have did with $30,000? We could have bought a small building. Yes, you still can buy a small building somewhere, flower land somewhere, maybe 6 hours away from Tampa, but hey, still it'll be yours or something. But anyway, I don't know why I'm getting off track. But yeah, definitely get you some good people that's going to tell you when you're wrong. That's going to still tell, it's going to talk to you when you're right. It's going to be there for you. And when they're signing up, you won't get mad that it's time for them to go on to the next person, because they or you have outgrown them, just like a teacher. Get yourself in order. Pray. Thank God for grace. Thank you, because we don't deserve it. Like, you know, we went to church today when he was talking about grace. We don't deserve grace, but God gave it to us anyway. His grace and his mercy endures forever. That's what we want right now, because when we do things in our own strength, we're going to get burnt out and tired. So God, we thank you for today. We thank you that you have given us grace and mercy to go through the things that we have to go through in order for you to bring out our true character and our nature. Continue to allow us to walk the path of faith, of a joy. And God, allow us to try the Spirit by the Spirit and let see if it's of you, God. God, continue to grow us into the likeness, into the fruits that you have called us to be in life. God, allow us not to walk in fear, but in faith, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're about to do in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. Be blessed. And I hope you like this podcast.